It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This week is going to get really ugly. I still think at the end of the day, after all the consternation, after all of the fighting that's about to happen, that both parties recognize that being out on the field is better than the alternative. But to get there, there are a lot of things that they have to do to figure out first to try and get there. Chief among them, the financial aspect, and of course you can't look past the health and safety aspect either. And those are two absolute whoppers to have to deal with before the players actually get to go to spring training 2.0 in the middle of June.
Tony Clark tells The Athletic, a system that restricts player pay based on revenues is a salary cap. The league's trying to take advantage of a global health crisis to get what they failed to achieve in the past. So, hey, there's a solid one to start on.
Here's the thing. Let's not let it be sadness. Let's let this be reality. This week's going to suck. Like, it just is. But at the beginning of any negotiation, when you've got two Rams that are willing to butt heads like that, that's what this is. You get it out of the way now, you get the positions that are too extreme off the table, and then you make a deal. Let's try and ride this one out as smoothly as possible, knowing that in order for a deal to happen eventually, you have to have this at the beginning because it's going to provide the foundation ultimately for them to meet in the middle.
And that was Jeff Passan, I think Sunday night, calling it, this week's going to suck. He knew it. We all knew it. But the way that Baseball Players Union carries itself, that it was only one way for it to go, and it went that way. So it is Agenda-Free Friday. Everything on the table from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, the final hour, all your wonderful phone calls. Agenda-Free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. I'll go to them now, Maz, unless you had an opening thought for this hour.
I do not.
So let's give it then to Alan in Florida. Hi, Alan. What do you got?
Well, I want to talk about Castell, but I have a question for Maz. Do you know, and going back, I don't know how many years, I don't want to go over the history of baseball, has a major market team ever lost their best player, arguably their number one, their number two, and their number three starting pitchers, and got a and in return got an injured outfielder? I was trying to research it. Never could
have found that. Alan, don't forget the unprecedented.
And the manager. Well, what about the general manager? I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, you know, Matt said something yesterday, and I really concur, even though sometimes we go head-to-head. I think they're both morons. I think the owners and the players. I mean, you know, we know one thing. Blake Snell didn't, major in English in any college. I'm sure he maybe got through high school. But, I mean, what a complete imbecile. Do you know the year he had last year? I know he won a Cy Young. But the year last year, he couldn't get anybody out last year. And this is a guy complaining over $3 million. I can't believe the players' union could be that stupid that would have him say that. And then Bryce Harper opened his big yap today, too. I mean, morons. Just morons. Well, and then you got on the other hand, you got Henry there. I can't get $13 for a warm beer. Then what am I going to do?
And meanwhile, you have Rob Manfred last night saying we're going to lose $4 billion. You had a problem with that, Maz, right?
Oh, totally. Look, again, because I think that that is in a, you know, again, that's playing the public game, telling the world, well, we're going to get hammered too now. You know, the players think that they're the only ones making it. So I don't want to hear that either. Please. A lot of these guys are crapping out $100 bills for crying out loud. We all know it. So that's the reality of nobody's. I don't feel bad for the owners here either. It is what it is. This is a pandemic. And in the grand scheme of things, the people in Major League Baseball have a pretty good deal. And they're fighting over it. They're bickering over it, which is classic baseball. Classic.
Okay, we had a good conversation this week about Patriots popularity and what it's going to look like if they have a couple of down years. Will you still be there as Patriots fans? Evan and Braintree's been waiting patiently to talk about this. Evan, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
Yeah, great show, guys. Hey, so I'm 40, and I didn't grow up here, but I came to school in the late 90s, and honestly, I didn't root for the Patriots growing up, but it was hard not to get caught up in the last 20 years. Maz is writing a book on it, for God's sakes. And I think my point is, if you lose a couple people on the backside of it, you got to understand that this is an unprecedented run.
Let me ask something, Evan. Do you mind? Hold on. Do you mind? I'm just curious. Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, see, so you're a bastard child. You're wandering Connecticut. You have no.
He's a nomad.
I was going to say, you had no team
yep.
growing up. So
well, the Giants, and I lost steam, and then.
No. So, I mean, Connecticut's that place. It's like, I was going to say, you know, what's the team you rooted for when you were 13? He says the Giants. But if you're from Connecticut, you just sort of get to pick and choose. If the Patriots fandom, Maz, loses the Connecticut folks, I won't consider that a big loss, frankly.
Loss, it's a game. Who are you kidding? You get rid of those people? Good. Those people, again, they have no idea. Tell me, what's Connecticut known
None.
For? None.
They'll be Yankee fans because the Yankees have won. So the Patriots started winning, so Connecticut gets to choose the Patriots. That's classic Connecticut. Classic Connecticut. You know what? Go back to New York. Root for you, New York team. I don't mean to dump all over you. You're waiting patiently and all of that. But please, Connecticut, we don't need you.
People from Connecticut, mannequins.
Thank
no
you.
Face.
Exactly. Here's Tom and Quincy on the MLB thing. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I feel bad for that kid. He waited a while, but he's from Connecticut.
Screw him.
poor dude. Hey, how did we not envision Bryce Harper having to get involved in this whole thing?
I know, right? So predictable.
It is.
It's like, honestly, like I said yesterday, and I won't use the word again because I know I shouldn't have, but are they trying to get the most unlikable players in the league to say something? Because I'm sorry. I don't care how good Bryce Harper is. I think he's overrated anyway, but how he did it again I just hear the audio in my truck when I'm working, and he's like, it sounds like he's in his basement talking to his buddy, but it was like a stage thing where, oh, I don't know what Snelly said. What did Snelly say? And then the kid has to tell him, and then Harper has to go in with his whole sucky ego thing where he's like, oh, dude, got him, bro. Feel the same. Love him. Love Snells. He's nasty. Sick. Are you kidding? Like, this is what we're resorted to? I'm like, I don't even know what this Twitch thing is. I never want to hear it ever again. They got every sucky person in the world getting on it. Enough. I don't need to hear from you.
Tom, thanks for the call.
I have the quote here. It really is. It's something. I mean, coming off what Snell said, where every other word is bro.
Snell.
Harper. Yeah, Harper was on a Twitch stream, much like Blake Snell was, because of course. He ain't lying. He's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's going to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell. The guy's a beast. One of the best lefties in the game. Ugh.
Could you be more of a broheme? Seriously.
And truth.
And the Twitch thing means they're all just playing video games, right?
Yes. Yeah. Watch me play these video games.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm not going to. It's Friday. It's the 5 o'clock hour. I'm not going to get started on that. But
you preach, bro. You preach.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, you could not have sounded like a bigger jackass than Blake Snell the day before. Tone deaf, oblivious, selfish jackass. And one of the most important players of the game, the next day is asked about it. He goes, speak the truth, bro. Say it. Like, oh my God. Like, it just, these baseball players, man. Kim and Lynn. Go ahead, Kim.
Guys, thanks for taking the call. You took all my thunder when you were telling Gasper in regards to the people who are taking the risk around here on getting paid, you know, minimum wage. And then the other thing I want to say is that I don't really have any love for either of these guys either, because I'm telling the billionaires, you think I'm caring about you? What about all those people that do all that selling for you that's not going to have a job this year because there's no fans in the stands?
So I'm with you, Kim. Like, I'm not shedding a tear for the owners either. I've just had to pick a side because I want them to throw the damn baseball. And that's really what it comes down to and comes back to for me, Maz. I don't feel I'm going to get my game back until the owners get the game back. And so if I've got to stand with the owners on the money to get the effing players to throw the baseball and to agree to speed up the game, then I'm going to do it. Like, that's just sort of the line I've drawn. But the whole risk thing, it's like, you know, even in hit, never mind, again, hospital workers, groceries, the, you know, society, even in the major league bubble, I would say that there's people as at risk, if not more, that have already had to take massive cuts, whether it be front office executives, whether it be clubhouse guys, stadium work, whatever. Those people are going to be at much more risk. His clubbies are going to be at much more risk than he is as a player. Do you think that enters his mind?
No. In fact, this happened yesterday. The Cincinnati Reds cut their employees 20%. So again, you think Blake Snell has a clue?
None.
Does he have even a sniff as to what the hell's going on? Or is he just dialed into the Jonathan Papelbon podcast?
It is Bro Central.
I mean, seriously, but that's the kind of thing we're talking about. It's just there is no I understand it's a negotiation. I get it. But I don't want to hear all your bitching and whining about how hard you have it.
Rocco,
nobody wants to hear that.
Rocco,
so shut the hell up.
Sorry, he's not talking to you, Rocco. Rocco and Saugus on Belichick and Brady. Go ahead, Rocco.
Yeah, Booty Man. Listen, I was going to talk about that, but now I want to talk. Actually, I got a question for Maz, because Maz always talks about concussions. So I was watching the Jordan. I know you guys have been watching the Jordan documentary like I have. Now, there's a scene in Jordan where he's in college. He hits his head, right, really hard on the backboard. And, you know, we all know that he took a beating against the Pistons in the 90s. And there's another scene that he opens a hotel room and the room is just completely dark. So my question to you, Tony, because you said that, you know, you dealt with athletes who go to concussions and they just stay in the hotel room in a dark room. Do you think Jordan, now this is a positive, do you think Jordan has CTE? Thank you, guys.
Okay, Jordan and CTE. That is a new one, Rocco. That is from left field.
No, I don't. No. And again, look, I think basketball.
Are we trying to explain away why he's such an a-hole?
Yeah.
I think he was just born that way, frankly, or something in his upbringing led him, you know, to feel like he was getting ignored. Whatever it is, look, Jordan's a fascinating figure, but I haven't seen, heard, or ever gotten any evidence with Jordan that there was some sort of CTE issue.
So,
and I would say overall in basketball, it's relatively to the other sports hard to get, and baseball, look, is another one, although at least you get, you know, catchers getting hit in the head with foul balls constantly, or, you know, guys getting hit with pitches. I'm not even telling you it's common there, because it's not, but basketball, they almost never get hit.
Overall, though, I'll just say it is striking. I think he looks like crap.
Yeah, I agree.
He doesn't look good, and he hasn't looked good for a while. Like, but just the, you know, he's 30, 40 pounds overweight. The glassy eyes, Murray, is he baked? Like, what do you think that is?
I don't know. He's got, like, you know, where I'm concerned, because he obviously likes to booze a lot. Like, that's clearly, I'm no doctor, but those look like jaundice eyes. And, you know, jaundice comes from a liver going wrong. So is he just drinking so much that's going on? Like, I don't know. He looks real strange.
Yeah, well, so he doesn't look good. I agree.
I mean, I don't mean to act like, you know, again, I've got all the answers or I'm holier than thou, because this weekend I'm going to drink and smoke cigars. But I don't know, the way he's so up, like, it's part, like, here's my scotch and here's my cigar, and he's overweight and the glassy eyed. It's like, I don't know. He's let himself go. You know.
Then again, if you've spent most of your life having to work out as crazy as he did,
true,
as maniacally as he has been, I don't know. I'd probably be in the same spot. Like, the hell with this. Time to party.
No, it's true. And a lot of them do that, too. It's like, if I never see another gym, another weight, I'll be the happiest, because they've spent their whole life in that environment. I get it.
He's puffy, though. He is. He's puffy.
Yeah, he doesn't look good. He doesn't look right. And again, the biggest thing for me is what happened to his insatiable desire to win. Because it feels to me like he's perfectly happy just sucking and making money with the Charlotte Hornets. To me, that's that's the one that I care most about. But
yeah, careful on that one, because Barkley said it and Jordan hasn't talked to him in 20 years.
Well, I don't think he's going to talk to me either. So that's just a one thing to talk about here on Agenda Free Friday. We continue with your calls after this.
Busted. Edmonton's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Have you had any players, don't name them, but have you had any players express concern to you or Brad that you've heard of I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared about what playing would look like, or I'm a little scared of, like, is it a good idea for us to play, or are all your guys just like, tell me when we can open the facility, I'm ready to play games?
I haven't had anybody share concern just because we're not close to the time. So our next phase in Massachusetts has been one of the slowest at opening things up. And so our next phase is, we'll open up our facility. We're hoping to do it next week. And it's one-on-one work, one coach, one player, coaches with masks and gloves, players in the gym, disinfect the gym. So I think that I don't think anybody's afraid of that.
Right.
If I said we're 2 or 3 weeks away from playing, I'm sure there would be some players that would have some trepidation. But I think everybody's just really anxious to play right now. That's what I think.
And I'll just keep saying, like, just get in the gym and get shots up. Let's just start there. Start there. Start with 1-on-0, as Danny said, 1-on-0. And then in a little bit, you can do 1-on-1 and then 2-on-2. And then the next thing you know, 5-on-5 and you're playing. But the first step is to open the effing door and let a few of these guys in. And then everyone will see that they don't spontaneously combust and it's okay. And then you go from there. And the fact that they aren't even sure. I mean, so Monday, Baker's going to come out and give the parameters. I'd like to think that Marty Walsh's comments today, Murray, are a precursor of what we're going to get, which is, and I actually think this was good news today with Marty Walsh. Tell us again exactly what he said. You've been reporting it?
Yeah, so he said he would consider reopening Fenway Park and TD Garden for all the teams, Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, you know, if their leagues return. But, you know, there is one non-negotiable thing, no fans in the stands, and the city of Boston has to sign off on safety protocols from, you know, the health department and everything else that will not just protect the athletes, but anyone else that would be in those buildings.
So, I just like the openness of that. You know, that wasn't a flat no, that wasn't a, we feel a long way from that. I don't know if, you know, you hear some of the comments coming from, like, Gavin Newsom out in California or, you know, some others that feel like it's, you know, really not in the cards or not even thinking about it. Walsh is, you know, at least there's an openness there that I think is encouraging. And so, good. Can you open up the freaking Auerbach Center and let four guys in to shoot on four different baskets with four different ball boys in PPE and disinfected shoes and balls? And do you think we can do that? The fact that they don't even know that they're going to be doing it yet on Monday, to me, blows me away. That blows me away, Maz. I keep saying it, but I just feel, you know, given those Ainge comments, it feels like I want to reiterate it.
Well, I mean, again, it's stunning that you can't get to that stage. Because that seems like it, as easy as can be. Like, that should be, pardon the pun, but a layup. That should really be, that should be a piece of cake to pull that off.
All right. More of your calls, as promised. Robin Blackstone. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. About the pay with the players, considering we can't engage in the situations anymore for the time being. Why are they so uptight about it? Like, is it their egos? Like, what is it? Do they think they're better than us? Like,
the players
can't replace them?
You know what? So two things, Robin. This is something we haven't really hit on, but the baseball players carry themselves, Mass, like it's still 1984 or 1994, yeah. Like it's still the national pastime and it's still the thing, and that they are indispensable. Like, that's a part of that surprises me too. It's like, they don't understand their sport is kind of teetering.
They're not very self-aware at all.
They're definitely not self-aware. And look, I think there were a number of years there where it actually got better. I was lucky during the years that I covered it. There were prima donnas, there were all the time. But overall, it was pretty good. It was pretty peaceful during that period of time. And I mean that in terms of the labor crap and all that other garbage. But now, and the pace of play one is a big one. It really is, because fans are unhappy with it. Okay, fans are unhappy with the pace of play. And the game, and I don't dismiss the commissioner here either. But between him and the players, they just couldn't give you the finger enough times. There's no urgency there at all to fix it.
No, see, I think Manfred wants to, and I just think he's afraid to take on the players, which is...
Well, he's saying he wants to, but again, he has the power to, Mike, and maybe it is fear of the players. He should be doing more than he's doing.
Of course, but at least he wants to, and at least he knows the game needs it. I don't even think the players are at that point. So this is why, again, I want a commissioner there who's willing to take on the players. That's the number one issue, is the arc of the game. And the players don't get it. The players don't get that unless you're a fan in that city, no one cares about you. No one cares about neutral site baseball games or players. I mean, they don't understand that they used to have national TV games that people cared about. No one watches them. And there's no interest in the league per se. There's only interest in Red Sox fans with the Red Sox and Yankee fans with the Yankees. You know, that's the way baseball is. It's regional. They still think it's 1984.
Yeah, the thing that bugs me most about them now is they've lapsed back into this thing of being militant about everything. And that's what it feels like. They're just militant about everything. And you can't even have a conversation with them. That's what it feels like. And maybe Gasper's right. Maybe this is born out of Tony Clark taking a beating in the last CBA. And when I say that, I don't like the whole qualifying offer free agency thing either. I think that sucks for the players. And Scott Boras has been bitching about it for however many years. The game is broken. So the free agent system, owners got a little too smart for their own good and recognize how they could use it against the players. And in the past, they were too dumb to know that. So maybe that's collusion. Maybe they're just smarter. Who knows what the hell it is. But there are clearly going to have to be rules put in place to change that if they're going to go in a system without a salary cap. But the players now, oh my gosh, maybe they just don't like losing the last negotiation or what. But the militant nature of that union is just too much to take sometimes.
Pat in Brighton has a Patriots thought. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good.
First time, long time. First off, open up the arenas. I just wanted to get to the point of why aren't we trading for Russell Wilson? He's available. I would say he's a top three QB.
Pat, I'm just going to stop you. He's not necessarily available. Murray, do you want to take this? Because we're going to get – we've gotten the Aaron Rodgers calls. We get the now the Russell Wilson calls.
Yeah, because of a trade that was floated by the idiot Browns for the first overall pick to the Seahawks, who were idiots for even considering that a few years ago. And so that's why people see that and like, he's available. He's not.
But furthermore, more to the point, we talked about this with Gasper, Tom Curran's column, which I think nailed it. They're not looking for a $30 million quarterback. It's not what they want. They ended up with one in Brady, and he wasn't quite $30 million, but a top five, top 10 paid quarterback. They ended up with one because Brady just became so spectacular and they kept winning. And so what are you going to do? You keep that guy, but that's not what they want. That's not what they want. They don't want the $30 million plus quarterback against their cap, against their payroll. That's not what they want. They want a system guy that plays a system at a reasonable number and they can build the team around him. That's what they want. So Russell Wilson, no. Aaron Rodgers, no. Dak Prescott, no. Deshaun Watson, no. No, no, no. And I would even say the sucking for Trevor Lawrence thing, no, because ultimately if you draft him one and he's good, he'll become the 30. They don't want it. That's not what they want. So I don't know how many times we have to tell people this, but they don't get it.
Get the saying right, Felger. It's win never for Trevor.
Jesus.
Yeah, okay, Felger. So, all right, fine. I'll give it to you. Wilson's off the table. What about Mahomes?
Zach in Connecticut wants to defend Connecticut. How can you defend the indefensible, Zach?
You can't.
No, I can't. And you know, one of the biggest decisions I have to make every day is choose between you guys and WFAN. And you know what? Today I chose you guys, and I'm an enraged CQ resident. What is it with people from Massachusetts thinking they're so much better than people from Connecticut? Is it because you guys have the Cape, because Gillette Stadium's here? I just don't understand it.
We are better. It's a better place.
I'll give you the pizza. The pizza's good there.
In Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some good pizza.
Please.
There.
I'll take the North End every time.
Frank Pepe's, Sally's, Maz is good. The best pizza on the planet.
Connecticut's good for one thing and one thing only, as we know, and that's taking a leak on the way to New York.
I was just going to say, stop and take a leak. Stop and take a leak on the way
to
New York.
That's the extent of it. There's that one rest stop there that I like. It's got a little convenience story. Go in there, take a leak, stop and connect. That's all I needed for. The rest of it, you know, do on your own time.
Has no soul. Is no there. Has no soul. Has no heartbeat. Just to that thing. I'm going to listen to the fan today.
Has no identity. No, might as well be Delaware.
Right. I'm going to listen to the sports. I'm going to listen to the fan. Well, who's winning? I'll pick that team. Oh, now I'm a Patriots fan. Oh, now I'm a Yankee fan. I think I'll be a Knicks fan for this time. No. I'll be a Celtics fan. They're good again. That's Connecticut. Do that all on your own time. Do that all on your own time. We don't need you. Somehow you got lumped into New England, which I think there's got to be some sort of movement on that, Maz. How can we kick them out of New England?
I'll start a petition. Just remember that the greatest dynasty in the history of the state in Connecticut is the women's basketball team.
Enough said.
Coached by Gino. Should tell you everything.
Here comes Murray's update back with one last wonderful segment of your calls. Unless you're from Connecticut, then you can piss off.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Couple open lines if you want to grab in and get in here at the end. 617-779-0985. Max is in the truck on the return of sports. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I hope sports is back soon. I'm like, every night, I'm like losing my mind, you know, wanting to watch sports, and we can't watch sports because of the coronavirus. So what Mayor Marty Walsh said today, hopefully that's something that we can look forward to. But I don't know. It's crazy world that we're living in, and you guys have been doing such a great job. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, also, Max.
Felger, I got a question.
Yo.
Do you think David Portnoy is going to wear the clown shirt when he watches the Monday Night Football game with Roger Goodell?
I don't know. Are they actually doing that? Did that happen?
There's no. So Portnoy won the bid. You could bid to watch a Monday Night Football game in the man cave of Roger Goodell.
That's so awesome.
Portnoy won it. There's no chance in hell this actually happens. There's no way.
I've heard about it. I haven't followed it closely. How much did he bid on it?
I think it was $250,000.
That's great. That's great. So the prize was to watch a Monday Night game with Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And Barstool won it. That's tremendous. I mean, if Goodell had any sort of, you know,
self-awareness,
presence, self-awareness, self-deprecation, sense of humor, he takes us as thank you for the contribution. Our frontline, you know, personnel will need this desperately. You've made a great contribution to society. Come in and watch it. Wear whatever the F you want, you little punk. Nope. You know, just go ahead with it.
And it completely disarms Dave.
Of course.
I mean, he's rattling the sword against Goodell for, you know, a better part of a decade here now.
And if he
welcomes into his man cave and he's like a genuine dude, that whole thing ends.
And wear the T-shirt and, you know, like, I mean, Goodell's such a fraud, right? Like that whole thing at the draft, which was the most painful part of that night, which is him like, yeah, boo me, I want it, yeah, give it to me, boo me. Well, here comes the ultimate boo. Here comes the thing you were asking for and looking for. Here comes the ultimate. So do you really want that? Because here it comes. Here comes the clown nose. Take it. Sit down next to the clown nose. Take the $250. And then Portnoy and Barstool, they're done. Like, you've disarmed them. It's right. And you've helped a good cause. You look bigger. Like, it's, to me, that's an easy one. But there's no way he does it because he's got a small little penis. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, he has no ability to do that.
And to the first thing that the caller said, too, I'm now with him. Like, I've tried to entertain myself with watching some of these old games. I did it again last night. I mentioned I watched the divisional game between the Packers and the Eagles from like 16 years ago. And I'm finding myself like getting mad about these games, like wasting energy. And I caught myself like, what am I doing? Why am I getting amped up for a game that's like 20 years old?
Murray, you know what I'll take? And I'm so disappointed we haven't gotten, which is I thought the one of the reasons I want the gyms open and the guys at least in the gym shooting or the players skating around shooting is that now I want a report. Now I want a report from a reporter that says, we just saw so-and-so in the gym. He looks a little heavy. And then we can spend a day or half a day blasting him for getting fat. Or,
right. You
know, I saw the guy shooting. He looks like he's working on his left hand. And then we can spend a few minutes saying, well, the guy's dedicated. He can look what I need something covered that I can react to. And I thought that by opening up the gym, we'd at least get that. And, like, I'm disappointed that the NBA, and maybe it's all on social, and so I'm not seeing it, but can we get at least pictures of these guys in the gym shooting?
There's nothing. They won't let them in. They're going to have to drill a hole through like Porky's because they're only allowing so many people into the gym.
I was just going to say that. I'm sure they're not letting them in. That's what the issue is.
So this
Can't
is what
they
I...
just ask for a person's stationary camera in there? Can they at least get that?
I mean, so
we can do the simulcast with
fly
it.
Fly in a drone.
Right. So the gym being, I want it. But the point is now I need something to cover. So that's why I want the camps open so we can talk about how the team looks. So start to talk sports. So, like, can we step up that? Can we figure that out? I'm surprised they haven't had guys staked outside the team facilities where they're open to interview the guys from 10 feet or something. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I've talked to B-Rob, Boston Sports Journal, and Chris Forsberg, NBC Sports Boston, both cover the Celtics. They've got no guidance from the team, the league, anything. They're like out on an island.
Okay, so let's start to just ramp up that machine a little bit. Jim and Saugus. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You know, when it comes to baseball, I'm someone whose first love was baseball. But as the years go on, I like the sport less and less. And it's because of guys like Snell. He just is so disconnected with the general public. And these guys should be forced to take a public relations course because they just have no clue what it's like to be a non-athlete. They're just so disconnected. It's never mind 1994. It's like it's 1953 to these guys. They just don't get it.
So, Jim, I understand the call, and I, all due respect, thank you for the call. I don't quite believe you. I mean, I believe you that Blake Snell and those comments pissed you off. They should. They were offensive, frankly. They should piss you off. That's not going to prevent you from watching. And it doesn't prevent anyone from watching. You'll hate watch the player, but if it's an entertaining product, you watch it. You've stopped watching baseball because it's too slow, and it takes way too long, and it keeps getting worse by the day, keeps getting worse by the year. That's why you stop watching it.
I mean, the whole Snell thing, to me, really, it just gives you a real good glimpse as to the culture inside that MLBPA. Like, again, it's just so militant. It is, you know, screw the world, nope. We're not giving in. And in this case, it really is like screw the world and everything that's going on in it. It is really unbelievable.
Dale in the car on this topic. Hi, Dale.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. First time, long time. Mike, about this Snell thing, I think really that we're being disingenuous because I know average people that work in a restaurant business right now that aren't back to work because they're going to put themselves in harm's way and lose money. They're making more money staying home. So why should we hold him to a different standard?
I don't.
Stupid?
No, no.
Stupid saying it? Absolutely.
Right.
But when it's all said and done, the average everyday person is at home doing the same thing. So it's kind of hard to, you know, you can't have it both ways.
No, no. I said it before, Dale, that the actual the thought process, you know, the big picture thing that he's weighing, which is the risk worth coming back? And if it's not, if your pay gets cut to the degree that it's not worth coming back and putting yourself at risk, and again, we can debate really what the risk is for the guy. I don't think it's much, but whatever it happens to be, there, you reach a point where it's just not a sound decision. And, you know, the pluses don't outweigh the minuses. Fine, no problem. But to come out day one with, no, man, I'm getting my money. I need mine, you know, is just, it's preposterous. So again, take it from someone who frequently deals with bad tone. It's the tone and the delivery and the timing. It's that whole thing, Maz.
Dude, you invented it. What are you talking about? Like, seriously. And even you weren't nearly as offensive as this guy.
But all, like, you know, I found Tony Clark way too stringent on day one. I found Scott Boras way too stringent. We're not renegotiating. Like, if I just didn't hear from them, And they took the stance that said, look, we already negotiated with you once. We gave you a give back once. We don't think it's fair to give you another one. And Tony Clark says, well, we're worried about the slippery slope of doing a revenue share now and a salary cap kind of thing now that will bleed into the next CBA. So we're going to be reluctant to do that. And Blake Snell says something like, at some point, you've got to think about your family and the risk. Like, all those are, like, on the face of it, kind of reasonable stances. And I said this before. I don't begrudge them that stance, but to come out, but that's not what we heard. We heard day one, we're not renegotiating, and we heard, oh, they're trying to get another salary cap. They failed every time. They're going to fail again. And we hear, I need my money. I'm getting my money. I'm getting mine. And when other players are asked about those ridiculous comments, they say, no, we're actually with them. No, we agree 100%. Right on, bro, says Bryce Harper. So it's really the tone and the delivery of the whole thing.
Which, again, comes from the leadership, obviously. Like, it is one of those things where you look at and say, Tony Clark's in over his head. He is. And Boras has been rattling swords forever. And, you know, so look, people say, you know, whoa, he's an agent. What's he get to do with it? The agents are very much involved. There's a give and take between agents and union heads all the time because they're all trying to serve what they deem to be the greater good. So Boras in particular, most powerful agent in the game, has all the high paid players. So he deals with the union a lot. I understand why he's in the middle of it. I just don't want to hear from him.
Murray, am I hearing your cats again?
No, those are the children outside.
So I was going to say, there's either kids or cats squawking in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's the difference?
It's a neighborhood full of children, and the only people without them are Jasmine and I.
Are the kids afraid of you, Murray?
I've had to scream. Yeah, the neighbors with the most children directly next door don't like me because I've had to scream at those children. Back in the day, because they would run up and down our back stairs. Now, if they were proper parents, they would have scolded them and said, hey, stay off other people's property, but they didn't, and now they look at us like we're the pariahs.
So you, how old are the kids, Mark?
Who's the scary murderer next door, Mark?
Oh, and I was trying to sleep. Like, it was all bad. I opened the window, and they were doing, like, Dukes of Hazzard moves off my car. Like, I lost it. I completely lost it. I F-bombed them up and down.
The kids?
I'd say they're between, like, 6 and 10.
Oh, Jesus, Murray. You were MFing the 6-year-olds?
Yeah, you got to learn. If the parents aren't going to learn them, I will.
So you don't find the sound of children, like I can hear my local elementary school from my backyard. I hear the kids playing in their on the playground and whatnot. And it's a happy, sort of nice, ambient sound. I love it. I love being able to hear the kids. Ugh. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I hate whimsy and things of that nature. Like, oh, enough. I don't like this. It's bad enough I have to hear the birds chirping to wake me up, try to wake me up at 6 when I'm trying to sleep till noon during the coronavirus. But no, I hear that and the children. It's enough to make me want to just, you know, off myself.
See, most people, like birds singing and children playing are happy. Like, that's a good thing to wake up to. Not
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, I can do without the birds. Yeah. the birds do nothing for me either. I find the birds to be annoying.
Murray.
Especially, have you ever had a woodpecker on your house?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's like the worst thing ever.
So, Maz, how do you get rid of
the woodpecker hammering in the side of the house when I'm trying to get a couple of Z's?
How do you get the woodpecker out?
You got to hang shiny stuff from the window.
See, I knew he had the answer to it, Murray. I knew he had the answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you get like some glittery, something that would look like tinsel, but you hang it on the windows, there's something about it that deters them from coming over there and hammering away at the side of your house.
That seems safe, though, and ethical. That's a good way to get rid of them.
Hold on. My wife's got the answer. Hold on.
I can hear those kids.
Ridiculous.
Hold
it's
on.
Like a whole
Mylar strips. You can buy them in a hardware store. We've used them. You hang them out the window, and it does. It scares away the woodpeckers because something about the reflection freaks them out.
Okay, so there was 4 minutes of grab ass, Stu. You happy? Final word.
We need all the content we can get, so I'm happy with grab ass.
Final word comes away next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nope.
So as I understand it, what we have in the final word today is a reworked, Hardy-produced version of the Burt Breer call from about a week ago.
So this is, it wasn't from this week, but it was the week before. And this is, I haven't heard this, but this is going to be a tutorial on the kind of phone not to call us on?
Apparently so, yes.
Bart Breer joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. How you doing, Bart?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
I want to start with Andy Dalton. Do you think the Patriots were in on Andy Dalton, Bart?
No, I don't. And I know the Bengals stopped them to
phone. Bert, are you holding it like a pizza?
The phone?
When the moon hits your eye like
yeah.
a big pizza pie. That's
I knew I was going to get a complaint about the phone from you. I'm not holding it like a pizza. I am driving.
When the world seems to shine.
But I took you off a Bluetooth to try and make it better.
Okay.
Your front blows, Bert.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. It's so me, Bert. I mean, I just can you steer with your knee? There's no one on the road, so steer with your knees and hold the phone like a freaking pizza, please.
Pull over, Bert.
Pull over.
I'm pulled over into the parking lot of the library.
Oh Jesus!
When you hold your phone, I like a big pizza pie that's for Felger.
Can't stress enough how much I hate your freaking phone.
When you call up the show and he says your phone blows, there's no love.
Your phone freaking blows.
And then old Anthony will take time to tease and insult you.
And every time he uses it, your phone sucks.
Excuse me, but you see, when you call these two dweebs, they'll say...
Jesus! I mean, my God!
I'm glad you had the courage to get through this.
No, I appreciate it, Bert. Thanks for joining the show. And hopefully, stay safe, okay?
Oh, my God. That was that phone.
Seriously, though, I'm not joking. Every time I have ever heard him call into a show, no matter what station, no matter where he is, it sucks. It is absolutely awful. His phone, he must have like the worst phone ever made. It blows. His phone is so effing bad. Every time he uses it, it's uncanny.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.